It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, pictures of Kurdish fighters killed in the battle between the ISIL Takfiri militants suggest that the terrorists used chemical weapons against Kurds in Syria's Kobani. The pictures show burns and white spots on victims' bodies. Well, there are no visible injuries or external bleeding. Kurdish activists earlier said ISIL militants attacked them with chemicals in a village near Kobani. The pictures also suggest that ISIL could possess a huge stockpile of chemical arms. Meanwhile, the Syrian ambassador to the UN has accused Turkey and Saudi Arabia of providing weapons of mass destruction to the terrorists in the country. Bashar al-Ja'fari told a UN committee that Ankara and Riyadh were involved in giving chemical weapons to the insurgents. He said Turkey supports over 100 terrorist groups in Syria. Joining us via Skype from Ohio is Gordon Duff. He's a senior editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, the use of chemical weapons is a very serious allegation there, one that is not being met with equal seriousness on the part of the international community. What do you make of it?
You know, this isn't the first time the same group has used chemical weapons. They had done this in 2012, 2013. Inside Syria. This is something we've already seen. It was a red line when it was believed the Syrian government was involved, when it was clearly established that it was this same group using these same weapons before in Syria. The United States simply moved away, and the agreement was that Syria had to destroy their chemical stockpiles, which they really shouldn't have had anyway. It's very clear that ISIL not only is working with chemical weapons, but they've been scouring the earth looking for nuclear scientists to produce dirty bombs as well. They're holding nuclear material which they picked up in Mosul. We know that they can make chemical weapons in facilities there, and we know that chemical weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, including of course air defense weapons, have been moving to the same troops through Turkey, and it's happened so openly, and the West is embarrassingly silent about it.
Well, speaking of which, where are these terrorists getting these weapons from? Chemical weapons are not easy to come by. It's not like you walk in a department store and get them now, is it?
No, we know exactly where they're made. They're made in a U.S.-owned lab outside Tbilisi, Georgia. Used to be the National Reference Lab. It's now called the Luger Lab. We had another TV network tried to tour the facility, were turned back. We interviewed people who had worked there. We had gotten papers from the U.S. corporation, Bechtel Company, that had built the facility. We know it makes chemical and biological weapons. We know those weapons are being shipped into Syria through the rat lines. Our group up in Georgia, headed by Jeffrey Silverman, has been working on this story now for a year and a half. We're very aware of it. We've clearly established who's responsible, who's moving this material, and the international community has done nothing about it, and they're drowning in proof, hard proof.
Some very disturbing course of events. That was Gordon Duff, the senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thank you very much, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.